Today's topic is a little different. I'm back, guys, and this is gonna be a little, what should I say, pep talk for anyone out there who has these type of problems. Sorry, I'm correcting myself. These type of problems. So as of lately, I've been getting told, that I can't do something or I can't do it because someone else didn't do it or couldn't do it. So, for example, I'm at work, and that's my old job, I'd say. I was talking to some dude named Adam. He's just a coworker. Oh, I don't work there anymore, but he's just an old coworker. And he goes, "Yeah, man. So what do you want to do again?" I'm like, "Yeah, man. I want to be an actor. That's what I want to do for my life." And nobody's gonna say anything to me to change that because that's what I want to do. That's my passion. I love doing it. And he goes, "Oh, that's cool, man. My son used to want to, do acting. He didn't make it very far, but he did it." I'm like, "That's good for him, It's sad to hear they didn't make it. I mean, obviously he told me he quit, but I mean, obviously that wasn't his passion. If you quit doing what you love, that's not a passion. That's a fact. When you're passionate about something, you'll find a way to interpret it in your life, no matter what it is. If you love music, you'll always find a way to interpret music in your life, whether that's by making music or by listening to music or, just going to musical festivals, doing anything that revolves around music. Same thing for acting. If you just quit it, for example, if I didn't make it, 'cause I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna make it. I will make it. But just in case, if I didn't make it, I'd still find a way to interpret it in my life. I don't care. Nobody's gonna take that away from me, If I love acting, if I can't get on TV or, television, Netflix, you name anything that's film-wise, streaming, whatever. If I can't get on that, I'll find a way to interpret, my passion, whether that's by, studying or becoming a theater teacher, still just doing what I love, just acting in general, doing local theaters and stuff like that. So, it's things like that, it's different if, 'cause people's like, "Oh, he quit, Yeah, that's not a passion if you quit it, because passion is your drive, and what drives you is your purpose in life. That's what you want to do for your whole life. That's what you do for the rest of your life. It's what's supposed to drive you, and you're not going to stop at anything or stop for anyone in your path. You're going to keep going until you hit the peak. And once you hit the peak, you want to keep going up and higher, 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 and climbing the mountain. So, it's just a matter of how he said it. He was just like, he was like, "Oh yeah, my son quit, he didn't want to do it anymore." And I was like, "Oh, well, it's not for everybody, of course. It's a hard thing to do. My career is not gonna be easy. I'm not saying it's gonna be a cakewalk. I'm gonna go to LA and do an audition and get, famous from that. I'm not saying that I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna work my ass off. That's what I planned. That's what I wanna do. Because that's how I wanna build myself up. I wanna work hard and earn it. I don't want anything to be given to me, I'm gonna start small, of course, do short films, student films, and commercials, But lately I've just been, let me just finish the story. So Adam, he says to me, "Yeah, my son quit." And I was, "Oh man, that's, it's not for everybody. Obviously, he didn't love it enough, if he quit it, because he told me he did. He went to college for it and everything, but he just didn't want to do it anymore. That's understandable. People just change. You know, that's nothing wrong with that. But my only problem, the only problem I had with him is when he said, he was like, well, he didn't really say this, but the way he was talking was implying it. Like, for example, I'm just gonna make a whole word up scenario right now, a word scenario, ready? So I'm walking down the street, right? And in a corner, or on a street, I see a hobo, or you know, whatever, a homeless dude. And I say, "Hey, dude, nice clothes you're wearing, man. That looks really nice, you know. I wish I had clothing like that, you know. Man, you know, I used to have a family member that was a bum. You know, I'm not calling you a bum or anything, but you know, I used to have a family member that was a bum." And like, you're not really saying it, but the way you're saying it is you're implying that the person is a bum. And I know I was being really sarcastic there, but the way I said it was I was implying it. Like, yeah, you're a bum. You know, you don't have any money. Your clothes suck. So, but what Adam said, he was like, yeah, my son didn't make it, you know, just. You said you're gonna change too, you know. You're not gonna want to do acting anymore. Like he didn't really say that, but the way he was implying it. And I'm like, dude, you don't know me. You know, I've moved away from home to get this close to my dream, and I'm not gonna stop now for anyone or anything. Nothing's gonna stop me. You know, I'm gonna go out and live my dream, whether anybody likes it or not. You know, this is my life. I only got one shot at this. You know. And I said that, and like, you know, I was just saying, like, just the way he was saying things, it was just really rude. I kind of got a, he was a bit of a downer, I'd say. Like, he was like, yeah, you know, you're gonna change, you know, you're not gonna like it anymore. Like I said, he didn't say these words exactly, but. He was implying it. Like, I will change as a person. Yes, I'm pretty sure I will change as a person. You know, I'll get much more mature. You know, I'll learn things. That's the whole purpose of life. You live and learn, you know? So, I didn't really appreciate what he was saying, but, you know, I was listening, you know, because, you know, he's an older dude. He knows what he's talking about, you know? I mean, he has his own life. He lived his life. He's an older dude, but it's a new time and age. You know, my life is not gonna be the same as, you know, say, my friend's life. You know, it's not gonna be the same. Everybody has different life experiences. Just because your life experience didn't go the way you wanted it to go, doesn't mean my life experience is gonna be the same as yours. I'm not you. I'm Anthony. You're Adam. That's a huge difference there. And I really don't appreciate you. You know. Just trying to bash me and tell me I'm not gonna I should just give up, you know. No. And for anyone out there, you know, who has downers or people who says, oh, you know, you can't do that. I had I knew somebody who wanted to do that, or I had a sibling who wanted to do that. I had a son who wanted to do that, and he didn't make it, so you can't either. What? Like, who the hell do you think you are telling people what you can and can't do? The way I see it is you're either afraid, two ways, two things. One, you're either afraid of, you see the potential in me, and you can see how motivated I am, and that I'll stop at nothing to achieve what I want to. Because people can see that depending on how what you tell them or how they, you know, see you, what you're working towards, they will see that energy and they'll be, oh wow, he's no joke. He really wants this, you know. You can just tell when somebody wants something. And the more you want something, the more you're willing to do for it. You know, that's called passion, and that's called motivation. That's called life or your purpose. Sorry. But anyways, you know, when you have people like that, just honestly, just ignore them. He when I was I mean, I really didn't want to ignore him because I didn't want we had to work together still, so I was just listening, just shaking my head, like, yeah, whatever, dude, like, you know, and I told him straight up, like, dude, you know, just because your life, you know, didn't go the way you wanted it to, doesn't mean my life is gonna be the same, you know, I'm gonna make the same mistakes as you know, I'm gonna marry the same girls as you, I'm not, I'm me, I'm different, I'm not gonna follow your footsteps. I'm my own person. I'm gonna walk my own path, you know? And the way I see it is, you know, if the way I see it is he was basically, for example, all right, let me just put this in a scenario again. He's saying that I can't do it. And me, I'm Mr. Train that's going straight forward. I'm Mr. Truck that's going straight forward. I'm a raging bull. I'm going straight forward. And I'm not going to stop until I hit something. You know, hit a point, hit a peak, you know. That's how I am initially. But as a person, I don't stop until I get what I want. But, he was in my way, you know. And, you know, I didn't do anything to him. Don't worry, guys. I'm not like I didn't beat him up or anything, but I just simply, you know, flipped him off. I did not flip him off like middle finger, but you know, I just shrugged it off like, okay, whatever, dude. And I just ignored him, you know. He was my way. Like, there's gonna be a lot of people who step in your way because you're the, you know, you're the train, you're the whatever you want to call it. You're the bird that's flying, you know, north while other birds go south, or you know, whatever. You're going your own path, and when something gets in your way, they expect to stop you, you know? They're the protagonist of your story. Shit, I said that wrong. Right, let me rephrase that. They're not the protagonist of your story. You're the protagonist of your story. They're the antagonist. My gosh, why am I so bad at these podcasts, dude? Okay. But like I was saying, guys, this should be like a blooper, man. I made like so much mistakes in this already. Whatever, I'm just gonna post it because I'm lazy as hell. But you're the, you know, protagonist, and they're the antagonist. They're the villain. They're gonna try to stop you no matter what. You know, they're willing to go down for it, just as long as they take you down with them. You know, and it kind of juxtaposes, you know, they're the other person's life. Like, for example, he didn't have the greatest life. He told me he didn't have the greatest life. He didn't tell me that he didn't have a great life, but he did say he made a lot of mistakes. And he kind of, he you can tell he kind of regrets it in his the way he speaks about it, you know. But just because his life went down, he's gonna try to bring somebody else's down. Like I said, the protagonist would try to, you know, mind his own business and go straight forward, you know, following its own path. Sorry, gosh. But the antagonist will do anything, and it's anything because it has nothing better. It has no more purpose in life. It has nothing more to give because everything was just stripped away and taken away. You know, they're gonna do anything in their power to take you down with them because why not? You know, but what else do they have to prove in their life? They already been down. They didn't have the greatest life, you know, and it sucks. It does sucks for, you know, antagonist to not have a great life, you know. I don't have a great life, you know. I have a good life now, but before I didn't, you know, my past, I didn't have a great life, you know. But I always find a way to step back up, rise back up, you know. Always found a way to get out of that situation, sticky situations, you know. Always found a way through the pain. I fought my way out of it, and look where I am now. You know, I'm going to school, you know, I'm going to follow my dream. You know, not a lot of people do that. So, you know, if you guys have a lot of people or encounter any of these people ever in your life, say the things that they said to me, like, oh, you should just throw in a towel right now. You're not gonna make it, you know. And it's usually the people that you doubt the most that makes it. Look it up and just look at all these, you know, successful people that always got doubted. Say, oh, you're not gonna make it. Hell, Tom Brady was what? A freaking gosh, what was he? Dude, he was what? Well, he was undrafted, was he? Yeah, I think he was undrafted. Please do not kill me if I'm wrong. I am a Patriots fan, I'm sorry. But Tom Brady, he was a late no no sorry, he was a late draft pick, I'm sorry. He was a very late draft pick. Nobody wanted to pick him up, you know, they thought he was gonna be a scrub, they thought he was gonna be a pushover. He's like, ah, this guy's, you know, he's nothing special. You know, he can't do this. He just does we'll get him, you know, just for a backup. You know, he'll be backup quarterback, you know. That's all he's good for is just backup. You know, he's not really a key essential to the team winning. He's just backup. But you know, everybody doubted him at first because, you know, he was a late draft pick. No, 12th round. Sixth round, maybe. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's late. But, quarterback got hurt. Is it Adam Vinatieri? I think so. He got hurt, and Tom Brady stepped in, and he rose up. He said, "I'm not gonna, allow myself to just be called just a bench man or a the backup." He wanted to be a great, and that's what happened. He wanted to be great. He did great things. Nobody stopped him. He just kept marching forward, stopping forward. Jeez, man, it's like when I'm looking at the time, this podcast flies, dude. Like, holy crap. It's already 16 minutes in. So I'm sorry if this is really long, guys, but I gotta get this out of here. I'm sorry. I've been wanting to talk about it for a while. And yeah, it's just more of a pep talk, For anyone out there who wants to do similar things, similar goals, or any goal in particular, Don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't do. Who the hell do they think they are? That's like me going to a little boy and say, Hey, little Jimmy, you're not gonna, you're never gonna be anything in life. You're gonna just be a loser, How the hell would I know that? I don't know little Jimmy guy. So, some people do see the potential in you, and they're afraid of, you doing better than them. And then there's other people who just have like really shitty lives and just pessimistic about everything. Like, oh, since my life sucks, your life's gonna suck too. And then it's just like there's just people just says it because they just want to. It makes them feel better about themselves if they bring somebody else down with them. So thought you guys should just know that, no matter what you want to do, dude, no matter what you want to do it. You only got one chance at life, and you don't want to live with regrets. Just think about it this way. I looked at an interview. I think it was, what was it? It was, shoot. I think it was, crap. It was Denzel Washington. I think it was Denzel Washington. I'm not going to quote this, but it was Denzel Washington. And he said that, imagine all your great talent that you have. If you can sing, or you can play football, basketball, anything. There's a talent. You have a talent, right? And you never utilize that talent. Think about it. It's like all of these, different possibilities in life. You can be a firefighter. You can be whatever you want, dude. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. And but if you hide that talent away or the potential away, you're gonna when you get older, you're gonna regret it. And when you look back, you're gonna see that you're gonna see the, like you're gonna see like a subconscious you that's that age, of course. And you're gonna see that person, sitting there alone, nobody, he's gonna be bottled up inside of you, and that talent will forever just be gone and wasted. It still be there, you say, yeah, I would have did that. You're gonna regret it. It's just gonna be, regret. It's gonna stay there until you pass away, or but you don't wanna have many, like, you don't have, we don't wanna have a lot of that, Not a lot of that, because the way I see it is you gotta do it, man. I mean, what's stopping you? There's really nothing stopping you. You can do whatever you want, Just saying, like, don't let anybody stop your dreams, no matter what you want to do. Keep stomping forward, keep being motivated, man, and keep pushing yourself through everything, because it will pay off. Hard work does pay off. You do hard days work at work, and you get paid really well. So hard work does pay off. God, I'm like stuttering all over the place in this podcast, dude. Okay, this is about to be 20 minutes, guys. I just thought I should get that out there, because I've had, this is not the only, he wasn't, Adam was not the only person who told me this. It was another person as well, but I'm not gonna include it in this episode. I'll probably include the next one, like on Wednesday or Friday, whatever. Yeah, Friday I was to do one with my friend. I don't want to say his name, but whatever. What the hell, Chris? Hope you don't kill me, buddy. But I'm supposed to do a podcast with him. I'm excited to do that. Hold on, shout out to my friend Destin. He's making podcasts too. Destin Jones, that's his name. Shout out to him. He shouted out me in his podcast, so it's only fair to do it right back. Look forward to this Friday, recording with my friend. And yeah, dude. I'll see you guys later. I'm sorry I've been really stuttering a lot in this podcast. I'm just so, thought and thought right now, like of things. So, it's just a lot to think about. But I'm having a good time, I'll see you guys in the next one. Sorry, this is a long ass podcast. It's very long. So if you guys don't want to sit through the 20 minutes, sorry. Just click off, I guess. I don't know. But I'm still here. I'm still talking about irrelevant things right now. I'm sorry, guys. You guys have a good one. Be good people. I'll see you guys later. Wow. Bye.